This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Over the past 2 years, drones have been intercepted in attempts to smuggle contraband into more than a dozen prisons around the world. Donald Trump, the billionaire pop-off running for president, drew pushback from both Republicans and Democrats for his seeming advocacy of closing mosques and requiring a registry of Muslims. UAW members at GM decisively approved the new labor agreement with GM by a narrow 51% margin, also ratified the pact with Ford. Both former Vice President Al Gore in one effort and Warren Buffett's grandson in another are promoting investment firms focusing on climate change, sustainability, and social change as a way to make money. Now, healthcare professionals can punch in a code to bill Medicare for sitting down with patients to discuss end-of-life decisions. They'll get paid $86 for the first half hour's conversation in an office. In a hospital, it's $80 and $75 for an additional 30 minutes. If you need to reopen the subject in a few months or a few years, Medicare will pay again. Consumer debt in Canada is now 165% of disposable income, not far from the level it was in America before the subprime crisis. Increasingly, public health authorities and advocates are arguing that materials to make tourniquets should be publicly available just as commonly as defibrillators, learning a lesson for quick stoppage of bleeding to save lives from the Iraq war. Health guidance on prostate screenings has led to fewer screenings, but researchers are not sure that indicates fewer fatalities. Since the passage of the Refugee Act of 1980, the U.S. has taken in more than 3 million refugees, more than any other country, and is also the largest contributor to the World Food Program. A Democrat was elected to the legislature in Mississippi, blocking a Republican supermajority on a tie vote with the Republican after winning on a long straw draw that gave him the term. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.